BBC News with Sue Montgomery. There have been violent clashes between police and protesters in the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires, as lawmakers discussed economic reforms proposed by President Javier Milei. Protesters set a car alight and hurled stones and petrol bombs at riot police, who responded with rubber bullets and water cannon. Here's Luis Fajardo.
President Milei was elected on the promise of carrying out extensive reform in the state. In the first few months of his administration, he has managed to turn a very large budget deficit into a surplus. The cost of this has been a very drastic cut in government expenditures. Now Congress was discussing a measure that would allow him to continue with this, privatizing companies, reducing the size of the state. And this, of course, has created a lot of protests by labor unions and these kinds of civil society organizations.
The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has voted to hold the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, in contempt for refusing to hand over recordings of an interview with President Biden. A transcript of his interview called Mr. Biden an elderly man with a poor memory. Will Vernon reports.
Republicans said the recordings could assist them in a controversial impeachment inquiry into Mr. Biden, which so far hasn't uncovered any evidence of wrongdoing. Democrats say the impeachment process is hopeless and that Republicans intend to use the audio to smear President Biden in campaign ads. The Attorney General said his refusal to hand over the tapes was taken to protect the confidentiality of future investigations.
A BBC Arabic investigation has found evidence the warring parties in Sudan are using weapons from Iran and the United Arab Emirates, despite a UN arms embargo. The UAE and Sudan's Sovereignty Council have denied the allegations. The UN says the flow of weapons is prolonging the civil war. Hamas has called on the US to step up pressure on Israel to accept a deal leading to a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The Palestinian group said despite US claims that Israel supported the proposal unveiled by President Biden last week, there had been no official confirmation from the Netanyahu government. Here's John Donison.
Benjamin Netanyahu knows if he were to do that, there are people within his government on the extreme right of his coalition who have said they will pull out of the government and that would mean fresh elections and possibly the end of Benjamin Netanyahu's time in power. The Americans seem to think this deal is close. They're going to continue, they say, to put pressure on the Qataris and the Egyptians, to put pressure on Hamas. But it really doesn't feel like on the ground it's terribly close at the moment.
BBC News. The US military says a Greek-owned commercial ship in the Red Sea has been hit by a sea drone launched by the Houthi movement in Yemen. It said the impact caused severe flooding and damage to the engine room. US Central Command also said that it had destroyed two anti-ship missile launchers in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen and shot down a drone. Armenian police have used stun grenades against anti-government demonstrators rallying outside parliament in Yerevan. Reports say dozens of protesters, angered by Armenia's land concessions to neighbouring Azerbaijan, were injured. They renewed calls for the Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan, to resign. Britain's Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer have faced questions on tax, health and immigration. The two men were interviewed separately by Sky News and then fielded questions from a studio audience. Keir Starmer insisted there would be no tax surprises for voters.
All of our plans are fully costed, fully funded. We will not raise tax on working people. That means no tax rises for income tax, for national insurance, for VAT. I accept that previous Labour leaders have sort of pulled the tax lever every single time and driven up spending. I want to grow our economy.
Earlier, Mr. Sunak insisted he had not lost hope of winning the election, despite Labour's 20-point lead in opinion polls. The American transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, who was barred from competing in women's elite events, has lost her case against the sport's governing body. The decision means Thomas has no chance of competing at the Paris Olympics. World Aquatics welcomed the ruling as a major step forward in their efforts to protect women's sport. BBC News.